You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jake Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh,
my name is Tank.
Man, I'm Jake Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast. You know nothing about writing songs. You know nothing about writing hits. You are not from the Caribbean.
You're not either.
You are. I am not either. But I have been there. We have today on the pod one of the most electrifying talents that we've ever seen. He writes it, he sings it, he feels it deeply. In the building, Deron Thomas is in the building.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just, you
what's
know,
up, guys? I
you,
feel it.
You had
I
to
love
put some
it.
Flair on it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You got nice it up.
I got nice it up.
Oh my. Don't.
Yes. Yes, encourage me. Yes. You're from Virgin Islands, right?
Yeah, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
Home of Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Wow. Tim Duncan is from St. Croix, but a good friend. Big up to Tim Duncan. That's why his team was my favorite. The Spurs is my favorite team until he left. We don't have a team. We had one player, Tim Duncan, so I was a Spurs fan.
One until, player?
Yeah. Tim Duncan. Yeah. We had one superstar player, which is Tim Duncan from St. Croix, and I was a Spurs fan until he retired.
Wow.
And now I'm just like, you know, basketball is on the TV.
Give me.
That was very Coming to America.
Yeah. Basketball is on TV.
Touchdown. Shit.
Yes. Yes. It's halftime.
In
I know.
Face.
My favorite part.
In the face.
Okay, calm down. You're going to spill your beverages.
Hey, that was
no
good,
more
though.
Bowing.
That was good.
Yeah. Give me. Because we have so much to unpack, bro. You've done so much marvelous work in this music industry.
Like, thank you.
You are well respected,
yeah,
and very much called upon.
Oh man,
to deliver.
Yeah,
like you're one of the guys that's like, you know, for record companies are saying we need it.
Yeah, no, he's a designated hitter.
Designated.
I don't know if you watch baseball.
No, no. Okay, I ain't a sports person.
Whatever,
too much.
Whatever, okay. Whatever. Okay. So a designated hitter is somebody that they put in baseball. They put in the game to get hits. They like, okay, this guy, we need a hit right now.
That's it.
It's the DH. They only have it on one side of, for some weird reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's only in the American League. I don't think it's in the National League. But
yep,
this is what this guy is paid to do.
That's it.
We need a hit right now. You've been sitting on the bench the entire game. And when I put you in, I believe you're going to hit the ball.
They've been working with other people.
Yeah.
For a year and a half.
Yeah. And then they call.
We got the body
yeah.
of work.
Yeah.
We need
Tehran.
Tehran.
You see, you hear my accent?
Tehran. You niggas is cool. We need Tehran. Come on,
designated hitter.
Designated hitter. What was, give me growing up in the Virgin Islands.
You and Timothy.
Give me that.
Me and my brother.
Shout out to Timothy.
Shout out to my brother Timothy, one of my favorite human beings in the world. I love you if you're watching this.
Yes.
Growing up in St. Thomas, so we started out, me and my brother started out living in a shack, which was the place that my mom was raised with her nine sisters and one brother. And then my mom and my dad ended up staying there. So we lived there. And my mom got really, really mad at my dad because she was mad. Like, why am I still in this place? My childhood place.
When you say shack, what do you mean by that? Describe that.
You ever seen the Sorry Miss Jackson video by Outkast?
Yes.
Yes.
That house.
Oh.
So, you know, our door couldn't close. We had to tie it closed. The bathroom was outside with no lights. We had to take baths before 6 p.m. because it would go dark. There was holes in the floor, so we had stray dogs or stray cats or animals just crawl inside the house. And, you know, my dad was a trash man, so he would get our beds from the trash can, but we'd never had the bed spring or the headboard, or we never had none of that. We just had the mattress.
Just the mattress.
You know what I'm saying? But it had the little things in it, so it would poke you
oh, yeah.
when you sleep. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So me and my brother would argue on which side somebody would sleep. You know, and you know me. You know, I'm 40 now, and I, you know, and my brother and I shared a bed till I was about 27 years old. You know what I mean? And that's a funny story because I'm going to jump back, but we shared a bed because we got an apartment in Atlanta when we finally like got our own place, two bedroom. And we're in our bedrooms yelling at each other like, yo, what you doing? Man, I also watching a movie. What you doing? I texting some girl, my boy. This folk feel weird, dog. Yeah. And I just went in my brother's room. And we shared a bed to the point that our best friend lost his apartment and we let him stay in the other room.
We're not using that shit.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're like, yo, bro, you could come and you could help pay bills too. Shit. Bring groceries in this
That's
month.
Good.
Yeah. So, you know, so we started out in a shack. My mom was mad, you know, somewhat broke up with my dad, who was like, you gotta get it together. You know what I'm saying? We can't be living like this with our kids. And there used to be a project in St. Thomas called Dunu or Dunugut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's my aunt, my mom's sister, Natalie, lived up there with my cousin, Oshana, Callie, and Kelly. So they lived in Dunu. So we went to stay in Dunu with my aunt. And I remember my dad coming to surprise us because, you know, him and my mom wasn't really messing with each other. Well, they, you know, they got back and then, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm being rude
you're
on
good,
here.
You're good, you're good.
Yeah, so they both, My dad went to my mom, was like, yo, I got a surprise for you. And I was like, hey, everybody, come on. And, you know, so we got in the car and he drove us to where we grew up. Is a project in St. Thomas called Housing. The politically correct name is Oswald Harris Court. So he drove us to Housing, brought us in there. And St. Thomas apartments don't come with nothing in it. You know, like when we moved to the States and we had AC, we was like, y'all niggas rich.
What do you mean by don't come with nothing?
It just comes with walls. Concrete walls. There's no fridge or stove or washer.
Stove?
No, it don't come with nothing in it. It's walls. You got to buy everything. So when we
move... Anywhere you move, you have to have
all the
appliances with you.
I want to say 90%
wow.
of the places. So when we moved in, and bruh, so we coming from the shack. Ain't no holes in the floor. Ain't no straight...
To you, it's upgrade.
To us,
yeah,
bruh,
moving on up.
hey, we, me and my, you know, we little too. We gotta be like 6 or 7, 7 and 8, just like, woo.
Look at these walls.
Like, yeah, boy. Yeah, you know what I mean? And we grew up there, so you know, so growing up in a project, but it's different, man, how important it is to have a dad, because we had our mom and our dad. So we in the hood now, and all our friends, you know, whose mom go to work and their dad ain't there, they street niggas, and they, you know, them I walking with, them I little naive for, you know what I'm saying? They selling their little weed and shit, and we talking about 10, 11, 12 years old type shit, right? You know, and me and my brother is just like, our dad got us into music, you know? 9 years old, I remember I remember seeing Criss Cross on TV, because we started out as backup dancers for a local hip-hop group called Roxanne and Katie or Cody. I always mess up the name, but it's Roxanne and something, and we would be dancing, because you know, back then everybody in the 80s, everybody was dancing and shit, you know. And we dancing, and then next thing you know, Criss Cross comes out, and I'm screaming to the top of my lungs, "Mommy, Daddy, Mom!" They run in. What happened? I want to do that. That right there. That's what I want to do. My dad's like, okay. My dad is like, this is how I'm gonna get my sons out the projects. They gonna get out the projects doing that. And he would just take us through the island, performing, doing stuff, and you know, and so I end up writing because this dude used to write for us, this high school kid, right? And then he just was like, man, I don't want to do that no more. I want to be a solo artist and focus on myself. So my dad is like, y'all got to write your own songs, and nobody could ever write a song for you ever again. He was like, oh, okay.
Because he put y'all in a weird spot.
Yeah,
he put y'all in a tough spot.
And so I started to get into it because I had an English teacher that introduced me to poetry, and I just had a fascination with words rhyming. Man, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And so, you know, I started writing songs. I brought a song to my dad. He's like, man, I'm telling you that. Well, it's like a poem, but I try to add melody. He was like, this is crazy. He's like, I'm telling you, you're amazing. And I remember writing my first song, right? My first song ever. I was 12 years old. I still remember it. So it's like, fresh I done fresh, hot off the press, and any boy want to test me, I have to put them to the test. What kind of test? That a lyrical test. Lyrics from my mouth, me nah give you less. All the sexy woman, they want to feel up my chest, because it's me again. Yes, me come fresh. And nigga, I just thought I was the greatest thing that ever happened to music.
Hey, they just sounded really great.
Hey, you pulled up on me at 12, and I'm like, oh, Jamaican nigga. I don't even know the difference. I don't know he's from Virgin Islands.
They just sounded crazy. Great to me. I'm in.
So on the pillow, Mitchell.
So yeah, you know, me and my brother, we a group. We going around, we doing shows.
So Pop's the biggest fan. He's your first super fan.
He's the first super fan. He's the greatest man that ever lived on this planet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's the greatest human being I've ever met in my life. And he's like, this is what you're gonna do. And he was like, yo, when you grow up, you're going to be writing songs with Babyface. You know, that's crazy. I had a crazy emotional moment because my dad had passed, and then I wrote a song with Babyface, and I called my brother crying. And I was like, I said, Timothy, I'm not sad. I'm not sad. I'm just so happy. How did he know?
Yeah.
Because he told me this when I was a little boy, like, hey, Babyface, you know, singing. And he's like, oh, you're gonna be writing songs and singing with them. And he refused to let us compete with people from the Virgin Islands. Yo, my dad used to be like, yo, my dad would be like, he was a gangster, bro. He'd be like, yo, none of these fucking people ain't never make it. You can't compete with somebody that never do it. Your competition is the Jay-Z and them people on TV. If you ain't better than them, we ain't gonna never leave this place. He used to make us rehearse 2 hours a day, you know what I'm saying, every day. So we couldn't go outside to play unless we make him stand up. Wow. So my dad would sit there, me and my brother would start singing, and he would be like, terrible. I'm your father and I love you. You can't make me move. How you gonna make a stranger move? I'm like,
he wasn't lying.
So he's like, I need to see the show every time. So we keep getting intenser and intenser, and then he'll stand up. Yes, this is what I need. This is the only way you're gonna do it. And so, you know, so if you ever had the opportunity to see me and my brother live, we're like, you know.
I have.
We're like jumping beans. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And just as
off the walls.
That's why. So, you know, not knowing that songwriting is a job, you know, so we became the biggest group in the Virgin Islands. But again, my dad is like, I've never seen nothing like this. People would ask us for autographs. Yo, we live in the projects. We're poor. I had my first job at 12. I worked at a grocery store. I would bag groceries and get tips and bring home bread and cheese to help my mom with a light bill. Like, we didn't have nothing.
Right, so, survival.
Yeah, but bro, I remember I got my first job, like real job where I could get a paycheck at Foot Locker. And girl, and I got fired at Foot Locker because girls would come to Foot Locker and be like,
that had seen you perform.
Yeah, and be like, oh my God, can you give me an autograph, you know? Or back then they didn't have camera phones, bro. They'd have the little disposable cameras,
yeah,
and be like, yo, let me take a picture with you in the uniform. Uniform.
Yeah, you got the referee.
Yeah, on. And I'd be like, on. And my dad would be like, bro, y'all are special. I've never seen nothing like that. Y'all ain't on TV. They thought we were somebody. And we did that until, so when we graduated out of high school, our parents gave us the choice. They said, if y'all go to college as parents, we have to try to help y'all. We don't know how, but we gonna help y'all. Mm-hmm. But if y'all don't wanna go to college and y'all wanna go pursue y'all dream, y'all a man. And then you gotta figure it out.
Mm.
So it's like,
shit.
I'm like, I hated school. I was like, I could do whatever I want. Oh man, I got on the first thing smoking. Told my brother, hey, bet, we moved to Miami, baby. It was the cheapest plane ticket.
So that was the closest?
That's the closest place. So we got on a plane and we went to Miami. And my dad's half-brother lived there, my Uncle Trent, who passed. And he was in Florida. And he had like a one-bedroom condo. So he was like, man, I don't really have room for y'all. Y'all can stay as long as y'all want, but I know this ain't comfortable. And my cousin Oshana, that's the closest thing I have to a sister, my Aunt Natalie from Dunu. Her daughter,
mm-hmm.
She was like, I would love for y'all to stay with me, but I got like female roommates.
Mm.
But her boyfriend at the time, his name was Jason Roberts. Jason was trying to start a record label and he was the biggest fan of me and my brother musically. So he's like, shit. Oh, they could stay with us. But he had five roommates. So we used to sleep in his dining room on a blanket. But again, me and my brother, we like,
y'all come from that.
Bro, we come. Listen, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? We come from nothing, yeah. Brother. This is as long as we got somewhere to sleep and we stay there. And we was like, yo, man, 10 months later, Miami wasn't working out. We was like, nothing ain't moving. We was like, yo, we can move to Atlanta or New York. They're like, all right. While saying that, a promoter from St. Thomas that lived in Atlanta, one of my dad's closest friends, his name is Perella, calls us on the phone and said, hey, yo, there's a big show in Atlanta that I'm trying to do. I'm going to pay you and your brother $250 and give you a hotel. He was like, okay, hung up the phone. I said, Timothy, we moving to Atlanta.
For $250?
For the $250.
For $250.
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
yeah,
we moving.
What year is this?
This is 01.
We're moving to Atlanta.
We're moving to
Atlanta.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
For this $250.
Because, you know, my high school sweetheart, who was my girlfriend at the time, was there. And so we go there. You know, she had a job and credit and shit. So she was a person that could, like, get an apartment. And, you know, and we had one night in a hotel and $250. And we was like, yo, we got to figure out how to make money. But we was like, we're not going to get jobs. Are you crazy, bro? We came here to do music. So we found out in Atlanta, they be doing talent shows and you can win. So we started to do talent shows. And then we won, no lie, we won every single talent show except for this one talent show, which to this day, I really feel like we got cheated, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's how it always happens. Nigga always got a cheated story.
That always happens. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They worked. It was politics.
You know what I'm saying?
Politics.
But it's all good. And what happened was we won so much that they was like, hey, guys, you guys can only be special guests. You can't compete no more. And we was like, bro, we only here for the money. Like,
right.
We, you know, none of these people don't practice like we practice. We practice every day. Like right. Me, my brother, and our DJ, Benny, one of my best friends, Benny, we rehearsed every day.
People yeah, be I like, kept what that you, same work ethic.
No, bro, what you rehearsing yeah. for? What do you mean? For a show? What show? Whenever one comes.
Yes.
We just would rehearse. So, bro, we got on stage. We would whoop everybody's ass and we would win and we would win. No, we knew we was going to win. We were so confident, call it arrogance, whatever you want to call it. Before the show, we would be like, okay, so tonight we're going to win $250. Benny's light bill is $125, so we're going to let him get that. And Benny, you're going to let me and Timothy get the rest because we got to put some groceries in our refrigerator and we're going to bust it down like that. We good with that? Hell yeah. Wow. We were going there. Yeah, we just, you know, that's... And then they literally was like, oh, man, we love y'all, man, but y'all can't compete. People don't want to sign up no more because they like, anytime they see y'all name, they like, come on, bro.
We're not beating them.
We're not beating them.
We can't beat them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so, you know, we going through the motions of what's not. So life start, you know, when real life happens, bro, my high school sweetheart at the time gets pregnant. My brother went back to St. Thomas. We're like, this music shit ain't really going to work. I got to grow up. You know what I mean?
And this is after how long?
In Atlanta.
Just how long have y'all been in America at this point? A couple years?
It's about 4 years.
Mm-hmm. 4 years. Okay.
About 4 years in or something like that. I want to say it's about 4 years because... No. I'm lying. Yeah. Because it's like 2001, my daughter's born in 2003.
Okay.
So my brother back in St. Thomas, you know, and I want to quit music. At this point, I'm like, everybody keeps telling me how good I am. They lying. And I don't like that. Mm. I wish they would tell me what I was doing wrong, because if they did, I would change it.
Right.
Mm. But, oh man, you're so awesome. I'm not awesome. I ain't making no money. People who are awesome are making money.
Yeah.
So I need to know what the problem is so I can fix it. And my manager, Ray, you know, y'all know Ray, right?
Absolutely. Ray Daniel. So, shout out to Ray Daniel.
Let me tell you how I met Ray. Ray and I have been friends for 19 years. This is the first time I ever met him. My daughter's mother is pregnant with my daughter. She ain't born yet. We got a 2-bedroom apartment in the east side of Atlanta in a place called the Polo Club. And this dude named Michael, who once, I was broke, couldn't buy nothing for my daughter's mom, so I used to write her love songs. I still got a backpack full of songs that I used to write love songs, and she'll come home from work and I'll be singing and she'd be like, nigga, I don't want no fucking song. I want you to get a job. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, you know, at the time, keeping it all the way funky.
The need was different.
Bro, she was 100% right too. But but you know, sometimes you got to be stupid for your dream in order for it to work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in there writing love songs or whatever. And Ray comes in and Michael says, yo, this the dude I was telling you about in the group with his brother. Remember, our artist name used to be Too Equipped. He said, Too Equipped. Ray said, oh yeah, man, I heard about y'all niggas, man. That shit y'all doing, whack it fuck.
That sounds just like Ray.
In my house, the first time I ever met him within the first 5 minutes, I said, Michael says, yo, what the fuck are you doing, bro? I said, hold on. Why you think it's whack? He said, come on, bruh. He starts breaking shit down to me. I said, bruh, can you tell me more about that? He's like, yeah. Michael was like, bro, I need you to bring him in the city tomorrow, man. I want him to write with me, bro. He's like, hey, man, he want me to drive you, but I ain't really got no gas like to be riding around. Ray broke too. I said, hey, nigga, I got an extra room. You can stay in. He said, bro, you just met me. I said, you the first person I ever met that I feel honest.
Wow.
That man stayed in my house. He been my friend for 19 years since that day.
Wow. No shit.
That's how he became
I would have never thought that's how you...
No, he became my friend because he told me what I needed to hear at the time. And I took it and it changed my life.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Look, this camera on me.
That's your camera.
That's your camera.
We back, baby. We back, baby.
Love
we
that.
Back, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The lights ain't going off. Everybody good. Yeah. And now, from this point on, we like, okay, now, let's pace ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You learned your lesson.
Let's pace ourselves. You know? We plan on being here for a long time. We've been here for a long time. We was like, yo, relax. We plan on being here for a long time. You know what I mean? And after that, I want to say, Ray comes to me and he said, yo, man, I think y'all should stop trying to be artists. I was like, damn, what do you mean? He's like, if we get hot at songwriting, they're going to want to give us whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be hot at something.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that actually makes sense, Ray.
Yeah.
Again, man, Ray's a great coach, brother.
So y'all, so y'all go full throttle on into songwriting.
Nigga, all the way in. And we write a song. Let me see. What are the songs? We Can't Stop, 23, Pour It Up. All of the, all at the same, all around the same exact time.
Pour it up, pour it up.
My God.
Yeah, we Nigga, can't no, stop for no, Molly.
Time out.
Okay, let's do that.
I remember. I was at, I want to say Greystone.
Mm, you could have been. Could have been a great day.
I think I was at Greystone.
Could have been that place.
And that motherfucking beat dropped and it said, part up, part up. I said, oh my God, what the fuck is that?
So I have insane. A bunch. So the way that I look at music, I have a bunch of theories and I wrote, and when I did Pour It Up, the problem that I had with music is that whenever female songs came on, men left the dance floor. And it bothered me.
Mm.
Like, a girl song would come on and dudes would be like, okay, this ain't for us. And I was like, I want to say something that, you know, because I feel like the new independent woman is not like, I got my own money and that shit, you know, they've been having that.
She passed that.
Women want to say exactly what we said. So I was like, I want to write a song for a man and have a girl say it because as a man, I'm going to sing along with her. You know what I'm saying? And so this is a controversial thing that I'm about to say, but I've never liked bridges. I never wanted to write bridges. I don't like bridges. I don't want them in my song. And if you realize that Pour It Up has two verses, because in the Caribbean, if you listen to dancehall music, it's two verses and then the first verse repeats.
They don't
do bridges.
Yeah.
That's my culture.
Yeah.
And Neo and Sean Garrett and Jonte and The Dream, they was just whooping my ass. I couldn't beat them.
Yeah.
They were incredible. And I just was like, how do they do that? And I was like, the only thing that these niggas can't outdo me by is being Caribbean.
Being Caribbean.
And, if I could if I could bring music to my culture,
just bridge that gap,
I'm going to whoop all their ass back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, how am I going to do that? And at that point in time, I kept saying, yo, music is going to be ratchet. He was like, what? I said, hip hop is the new rock and roll. And hip hop is going to be the new pop music. And if I can pull it into my culture, not like dance all as far as the rhythm and stuff, just like the lyrics and the thing.
I always
want to say crazy shit.
Right.
And it'd be like, yo, man, we can't say that. You know, you got to find a clever way to say it. And I'm like,
I used to hate that too.
Why?
No, you got to find a clever way, man. Fuck that.
No, you don't.
You know, I didn't want to say that. So, you know, for Unapologetic for Rihanna, me and my brother, we wrote 28 songs, Pour It Up being the 28th song.
This is the last one.
The last one. We Can't Stop was one of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it didn't fit where Rihanna was going. And in hindsight, now that I hear it, it was better for Miley than it was, for Rihanna.
It was better for who?
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. You see how you throw them out?
Yes, it's crazy.
y'all crazy, are so funny, bro. Man. So you know.
Anybody ever gave you $2 million for it? You know, go ahead, man.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying? God is good.
All the time.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I'm in Atlanta and We Can't Stop in 23. And Karen Kwok hears We Can't Stop and say, y'all want to fly y'all to LA, you, Timothy, Mike Will, to do some stuff for Rihanna. Rihanna don't want to do We Can't Stop. I'm like, damn, bro. And I done wrote so many songs for this girl. I'm like, man. And we out there writing. And then the ASCAP Awards was in LA. Mm-hmm. And I went to the ASCAP Awards, me, my brother, and Ray. And they were honoring Quincy Jones.
Hmm.
I've never met Quincy Jones in my life. I've only met him one time, and this is the time. I was outside on my phone. If anybody knows me, I'm usually in my phone texting on a game, on Instagram or something. Quincy Jones walks up to me, and he said, hey, young blood, how you doing? Nigga, let me tell you something. I'll take my shades off of this one. And I say, I'm good. Mr. Jones, how you doing? He said, I'm good, man. How's the songwriting coming? Fuck, does Quincy Jones know me? But I'm like, it's the ASCAP Awards. Everybody here is a writer. Maybe that's what it is. I'm like, man, it's going good, man. You know, it's going good. He said, you want a secret to writing hits? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them verses, man. The people want hooks, man. Give the people hooks.
Hooks, man.
Hooks. And I was
hooks,
like,
man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And he walks away. Conversation was over. I go to Timothy and Rand, said, Quincy Jones just spoke to me. What? What'd he say? He said, don't write no verses, just write hooks. And the next day I went to the studio, strip clubs and dollar bills. And I still got more money, Patron shots, can I get a refill? And I still got more money. I said, I got to repeat it all the time.
All the time.
Okay. It's like, why are you repeating that the whole song? Because Quincy Jones told me not to write no fucking verses. He told me to write hooks, nigga. And it was random. And I look at it as a sign. So I have to do this way.
You know what's crazy? I was at that award show.
Yeah, because he spoke.
He spoke. And I always remember the term, and I still use it. When it rains, get wet.
Mm. Oh, man. I like that. I didn't remember that one. I was too busy thinking of what he told me.
No, nigga, because he stopped you and talked to you. He talked to me. But I remember a quote. He said, when it rains, get wet.
Bruh, I love that. That man, but like I said, that man really told me that.
Wow.
So after we did it.
So full hook. That record's a full hook.
Yeah. You know, that record is a full chorus. And Miley Cyrus ended up getting a thing. And
wait, so you played that for Miley first? Or wait,
no, that was for Rihanna first.
Okay, okay.
And then it didn't go to Rihanna. It ended up going to Miley. Miley heard it, she loved it. It ended up going to Miley. And Dr. Luke did Wrecking Ball for Miley Cyrus. And Dr. Luke wanted Wrecking Ball to be the first single. And they was like, nah, it's We Can't Stop. Who didn't We Can't Stop? Mike Will in Rock City. Who the fuck is Rock City? Luke, he's like, I don't know these guys. Yeah.
I'm Dr. Luke.
Yeah,
Dr.
how are they getting the first single? I'm supposed to have the first single. So he's like, I want to meet these guys. So we go to the Soho House and we go sit down with Luke. Me and my brother, Caribbean kids from the islands. We don't know who the fuck this white boy is. And at this point in time, with no disrespect, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay. And Luke is like, Ray is like, yo, bruh, he does Katy Perry, he does all that. We's like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. You respect my boy?
That's it. Hey, man, that's so great.
I'm going to steal that. Hey. You know, respect my boy.
Respect my boy.
But that's very disrespectful when I said that.
We didn't mean it in a disrespect. Yeah, no, we were just like,
okay, respect my boy.
Yeah. And we go and we start working with Luke. And we had a mutual friend called Groove from Atlanta. And Luke calls Groove and say, yeah, man, I'm working with these guys from Rock City, man. They're from, they live in Atlanta like you. He's like, what? He said, nigga. Oh, I know they out of here now. He's like, yeah, he's like, Luke, I'm so happy you signed them. He's like, no, I'm not signing them. We're just writing songs. He said, writing songs for what? Like, you know, we're working on Becky G and, you know, my. He said, nah, bro, you need to do that artist shit, bro. By the way, we stopped being artists for like 4 years.
Right.
We just focused on writing.
Right.
Now the artist shit comes around. Luke comes, he says, hey, man. We're in the studio writing songs. He said, hey, man, I'm just curious. What would your music sound like if you did it with me? What do you mean? Like, you guys are artists, right? Yeah. If you made music with me, what would it sound like? Nigga, me and my brother's like, nigga, this is what we've been trying to do our whole life. Yeah. Yeah. We go, nigga. We start making music. Ray comes back trying to hear Katy Perry songs. Luke plays him 8 Rock City songs. Ray's like, man, I want to sign the guys, man. I got a label, man, over at Sony, da da da. We want to do this. He's like, oh shit. Like, guys, like, Ray's like, what'd I tell you?
Right.
If you get hot at something,
yeah,
they're going to come for everything.
They come for everything. Yeah.
So, like, cool. And so we do a whole album with Luke and Circuit. Shout out to my boy, Circuit. And, we drop a hit called Locked Away with Adam Levine. Mm. And you know, it went number one. And you know, we went on tour with Maroon 5. And my whole life I wanted to be an artist. And then I went on tour and I was like, this is stupid.
I'm cool.
He said, this is stupid.
I like going and doing shows back in the islands and performing. And I was like, man, I don't want to be famous. I'm like, bro, I just want to take my son to get ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we was already making money. We was already successful. So I was like, what am I missing in life? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, that was my dream when I was 18. I was 34. And everybody kept telling us, you're too old. Why would y'all be doing music right now? Why would Luke sign them? That's so dumb. You know what I'm saying? We dropped Locked Away and they was like, man, them niggas be writing them hits though.
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Them niggas be writing them hits.
Ain't that crazy?
L.A. Reid told me something when I sat in his office for the first time because I went to play him a record, right? And I never forgot this. He said, whatever you do when you're in this business, never count out the talent. Ever.
Never.
He said, no matter what. He said, listen to me. If they talented, because everybody going to be like they too old. Everybody going to be like their last album flopped. Everybody going to be like, oh, man, they had this amount of record deals.
Right.
It might be different with you. If they talented, never count them out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, me and my brother, man, we really, you know, really talented. And we put out our album, What Dreams Are Made Of, in 2014. And then, you know, shit, after that, everything kind of went crazy with everything. Like Luke got in like a whole crazy thing
with the Kesha situation. Mm-hmm. And Pop Radio said we're not playing no songs produced by him. And me and my brother was like, that man produced every single song in our whole album.
Shit.
Wow.
And I looked at it as a sign. I was like, this shit might not be what I'm supposed to be doing, man.
Right. Because that's a different politic.
And we had to go sit our asses down again. And it was like, damn, bruh. But I was like, hey, you know what? None of y'all niggas can't say I can't do it.
Right.
I had a number one. And if I wanted to have a number one for myself again, I really believe I could do it tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, now me and my brother's like, we trying to figure it out. My brother ain't really into songwriting as much as me. He'll write songs, but I'm more political. I'm more the guy that's like, you know what? Tank is being an asshole, but I'm going to come in here and play politics, finish the song. And my brother's like, yo, big man, what you want? Do something? I'm like, yo, you can't. Yo, bro, we can't.
It's me and my brother.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my brother. My brother's like,
yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
What wrong with you, big man? What you trying to do? Cause we trying to make music. Cause you make it fuck. And I was like, and I don't want no smoke. I'm like, whoa, hey, Timothy, nah, Tyrone, meaning I fuck my boy.
Yeah.
We gonna whoop his ass.
So like, all that translation.
Yeah.
Like all that.
Yeah. I'm talking my brother off a ledge.
Nigga, I feel
24 hours a day.
Me and Bob.
Man, what?
Me and Bobbity.
Yeah, Timothy and Bobbity, bro. My nigga, you know, bibbity bobbity boop, nigga. Them niggas ready. And I just love this shit, man. This is my basketball court. You know, in my life, I never felt like I was too good at too many things. Man, but I just really felt like I was good at that. And I just started being with Luke all the time, letting him teach me.
Like, yeah.
Because I remember having Poured Up and all that, and Luke saying, I mean, you're good, but you're not that good.
Hmm. Biggest records in the world.
And I had smashes. In my mind, he was like, I mean... And that man really taught me. That man really made me better. I really, it's certain people in the music business that I would say, like, Luke made me better talent-wise, like just hearing a hit, seeing a hit, understanding melody. Polo helped me with confidence. Like, shout out to Polo to Don. I always say I used to go hang with Polo, and Polo used to tell me I was the best songwriter, and I would be like, I mean, I think I'm good, but the best? He said, nigga, you're the best songwriter in the game right now. Nobody better than you. And he told me that every day for like 2 months. I would just go, and every day he'd see me, he said, nigga, you the best. You don't get it. And I'd be like, you know, Polo talk like black Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
you don't get it. I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
You the best.
You the best that ever did. Focus on you.
He said, Toronto, you the best.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
Because I'm the shit.
Yeah.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I know.
I know what the best look like.
I know it. Bruh. Yo. And he told me that all the time. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, with Luke teaching me structure and science of songwriting, and Polo telling me, you really that nigga, and my dad saying, I knew you was gonna be this person since I knew you was gonna be this person when your mom named you T-Ron. I was like, one day I woke up, and I really believed I was that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got busy.
And I went crazy. You know, but my first crazy failed. It didn't fail. That's a wrong term to use. So James Fauntleroy is like literally like one of my heroes. I've never said this to his face, but he's like one of my heroes because he did like all of Bruno and all of Justin Timberlake. And I was like, man, I wish I could do that. Like a whole project with like a superstar. That would be so cool. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to do that. I want to try it. So... You know, this, swear to God, Super Dupes calls me on a Sunday. Super Dupes say, hey, Tyrone. I say, what going on, Super Dupes? Yo, me want to do a reggae album on Rihanna. And I was like, okay, cool. You already talked to Rock Nation? No, me never talked to nobody. I say, you talked to Rihanna? No. So how you going to do it? Me just feel like if me and you get in the studio and make the music, she I go make a reggae album. I say, you serious? I said, okay. Flew to Miami, started making reggae music. You know, Rock Nation's fly us out to London. One day Rihanna comes to the studio. We play like 7 reggae songs. And Rihanna said, oh man, I might make a reggae album. I was like, I look at Super Dupes like, what the fuck? I said, nigga,
God is with us.
No shit.
And then, I don't know what went on or what happened, but you know what I'm saying? And so years is going by and the album ain't coming out and everybody's telling me, Luke ain't got no songs on the radio. He ain't hot. Rihanna ain't putting music out. It's like 3 years. I've had a hit on the radio like every year consistently, at least one thing that's going. And they're like, why are you working with Luke? Why you keep doing this? You need to be in the rooms with this person. You need to work with more people. You need to do more of this. And I'm like, I just believe in Luke, man. And I believe in what I'm trying to do. And I believe in what I'm doing over here. And I remember I was on my way for Paris and I had the longest layover in history. And my good old friend, man, shout out to CeCe, told me, hey, Teron, come to the studio. And she was working at some random studio, bro, with J.R. Rodham, pregnant. And we wrote a song called Level Up because I was in the club with Usher. Mm-hmm. And
he's throwing a lot of champagne around, man. I don't know. I mean, if you're getting wet by all of this.
No. I'm telling true stories.
I was in the club with Usher and my good friend CeCe. CeCe is Sierra.
Yeah.
In case you guys.
No, my bad. My bad, man.
I'm telling you. CeCe, the Dr. Love, Polo.
Abbreviations. He's got abbreviations for names.
Yo, shit.
I'm telling y'all the true story.
It's totally different once you take your glasses.
Yo, man. No, it's the true story, man. I'm in a studio. I'm in a club with Usher. And so I have this theory about music. If you want to know what tempo it is, follow the drugs. Okay, so when the Beatles were making music, they were on LSD, and then it went into psychedelics, and then when cocaine came in, disco hit hard, and then it takes two to make a thing go right. And then crack came in, and it was boom, boom, cack, boom, 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 cack. Yeah. And then when pop came back is when ecstasy was big, and dance and all of that took over. But what happened is niggas started smoking weed, drinking lean, and popping perkies, which are downers, and so the tempo slowed down to like 62 beats a minute, you know? So I was 100%. Like, it was this song that I heard in the club, Fuck It Up, Fuck It Up, Fuck It Up, Fuck It Up. Throw That Ass in a Circle. Mm-hmm. And they was mixing it with slow songs. And they was like, oh no, it's halftime. I didn't know what that meant. And I was like, Usher, this is the tempo. This is where the future is going. He's like, oh, you think? I was like, nigga, the tempo is coming back. So I get in with Sierra and I said, Sierra, I want us to flip this song. I'm with J.R. Rodham, the best flipper. He flips. He's a flipper.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I got this idea and I want to flip this song and it got to be fast. She's like, Teron, you think it's too fast? I said, CeCe, bitches is doing coke in the club again. I'm telling you, they ready to dance.
Yeah.
You know, and Sierra's like, Teron, you're so crazy. She thinks I'm insane, right? And I'm like, yo. So I'm like, yo, we going to do this thing. Level up, level up, level up, level up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we did the song, and she was signed to Warner Brothers at the time, and then I go to Paris. And, you know, I'm in Paris and working on music and whatever, and Sierra comes and she's like, hey, man, Teron, you know, I'm leaving Warner. They didn't get the vision. I'm like, damn, man. But you know, they let her go with all her masters, and she's like, I think I'm going to put out this song. And she shot a video. I've never told this to Sierra. I swear to God, I never told this to Sierra. She comes to LA and she comes to me and she shows me the video and I don't like it at all. I hate it with all my heart. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And right now I'm ice cold. I'm ice cold. I'm like, oh my God, they gonna say I'm whack. Everybody gonna say I'm whack. They gonna say I'm whack. And Sierra is so excited. And I believe in her so much because she has this thing that she says that when she says it, I don't fight her. She says, Teron, God told me. I swear, she said that to me about 3 or 4 times. And if Sierra tells me, Teron, God told me, I'm like, it's the one.
Yeah.
I don't care what I believe. If God said it to CeCe, it's the one.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. And she said, Teron, God told me this is the way to do it. And I was like, you know what, that made me feel better. Swear, I was like, yo, that made me feel a little better. And she puts it out, and it's out. And I do not want to read the comments. I'm so afraid. I'm like, please be good, because I need something. God, I need something good right now, because nothing is going good, and everybody's telling me I ain't good no more, and I'm falling off, and I need to work with other people and stop. No, dead serious, bro. And my brother calls me. Teron, yeah, what you saying, Timo? You do that new Sierra song, that Level Up, fuck? Yeah. My boy, that fuck nasty, my son. You like it? He said, Teron, that's the baddest tune
ever, my boy. You serious? He said, T-Ron, that fuck out of here. I was like, y'all can't tell me shit. My brother told me he's out of here. So yeah. Now I start reading the comments. I'm like, everybody likes it. I said, oh my God, this is crazy. So now while that's going on, there's a girl in Atlanta working on music. And Ray's like, yo, Teron, I'm at the house chilling in bed with my wife. He's like, yo, Teron, it's this girl I want you to meet, bro. I think this girl is fire. You're going to love her. He's like, cool, I'll come to the studio. You introduce me to Lizzo.
Hmm.
And he, you know, she's like, yo, she got this song where she marrying herself. He shows me the Truth Hurts video.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I was like, yo. And then we went in the back and we tried to write a song. The worst song I've ever written in my life. And I'm like, this black girl is never going to work with me ever again. It is a rap.
Yeah.
And then she calls me. She was like, yo, man, I'm working on this album, man. I would like you to come out to LA and help me out. I would love to.
Yeah.
But I really thought I bombed. Like, if there was an audition, nigga, fucked it up.
Right.
And we go out to L.A., and, you know, we do some songs. And with that being said, now, Doja Cat was signed to Luke. From when Locked Away was out, Doja Cat was around. You know, she was just younger, so peep game. Doja Cat puts out a song, Bitch, I'm a Cow.
Oh, that song.
And now the notoriety's going there. Now Luke and her is getting in the studio, and Luke plays me a song. I keep it juicy. He plays me that song. I'm like, oh man, this girl is fire. He's like, yeah, man, I think she, you know, I think it's gonna be dope. So I'm in a studio with Yo Gotti, and I write this chorus for Gotti. I was like, yo, man, you and oh my God. What's the girl from Detroit? Please, sweetheart.
Cash Doll.
Please don't text me and say, or tweet me and say I'm a terrible person. I just couldn't remember off the top. So Cash Doll, I wanted Cash Doll to sing the hook. I love Cash Doll. I was like, man, I wanted her to sing this chorus. Play with my pussy, but don't play with my emotions. If you spend some money, that nigga, I just might fuck you. Damn. Right? So I wrote this hook. Yo Gotti was like, man, that shit hard, man, but I don't know if it fit the project. And Luke played for Doja, and Doja said, nigga, whoever wrote this, I want to meet them. Meets me, and I did another song with Doja on the first album called That's My Shit, That's My Way. Do it like that, and I'll repay you.
So like, it's just nothing, though.
Getting
like
on my nerves.
No, yo, just, wait. So
you want to do something?
Yo, so nigga, so we do that, and then us and Lizzo, we working, and so I'm working with Lizzo, I'm working with Doja, and then Lizzo comes out. She's like,
gone.
Going crazy. Doja comes out. She's going crazy. Gone. Well, you know, Warner wants to get Luke in the studio with Sweetie. And Luke calls me and he's like, yo, T, you know, I'm gonna be working with this girl, Sweetie, man. You should come out. You should work with me. I was like, hell fucking yeah, nigga, I fought with Sweetie, you know? And I was like, cool. I go, you know, everybody's like, I'm the Lizzo guy, you know? So I'm heating up. I don't want to use the word hot, but I'm like, you know, they're like, okay, he might be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Because the Lizzo record is which one?
I did Juice for Lizzo. What's another song? What's the name of the song? Tempo with Lizzo and Missy. And then another song, Exactly How I Feel with Lizzo and Gucci Mane. And a song on an album called Lingerie.
Yeah, you jumped out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, God is good. You know? So now.
You go work with Sweetie.
I go work with Sweetie. And everybody keeps saying, we don't want any samples.
Because she had so many sample records, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, she's from the Bay. I'm from St. Thomas.
I'm from the Bay.
No. So what I'm saying is every song don't cross the water.
Mm-hmm.
That one, everybody know that one. So I'm like, that's the biggest song from the Bay. That's the biggest song from the Bay. Why would we not use the biggest song from the Bay from a girl from the Bay? And Luke did the beat in 2 seconds. And then I'm writing all kind of shit, and it's booty as hell. I'm like... And then we connect with my boy Lunch Money. Y'all know Lunch Money.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Lunch Money got it together. And then Sweetie came in and got it together because, again, Sweetie was like, she was telling me, this is how we're talking to Bay, and this is how it goes, and this is what it got to be, and da 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 da. And I was like, oh, this girl is fire. She knows her fucking shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, and so tap, and then, but guess what? I did Best Friend first. So I did Best Friend before I did Best Friend before I did Tap In. But I was like, this song is going to be fire for TikTok because girls going to be with their homegirls, and you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be cool. Well, we thought Best Friend was coming out next, but it didn't. Back to the Streets, like La Da Di, and that came out. And then Best Friend, but then we got Doja on Best Friend.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
It's almost here. The Knicks anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knicks anniversary sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at knix.com. That's knix.com. Don't miss this.
Where are you going?
Oh, he's going to his keyboard. Oh, he's going to his keyboard.
Top five. Top five. What's your... What's T-Ron's top five? Top five. Your top five.
Top five R&B artists.
Top five R&B artists. Top
five. I'm still singing the song. T-Ron, let me cook. Whoa, top five. R&B artists, your favorite, it's your world, your top five.
My top five favorite R&B artists of all time. Okay. I was born in 82, so my top five, you know, but...
You were born in 82?
Yeah. Yeah. So coming in at number five, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I'm gonna have to say this because I saw him live before he passed, and I didn't want to go to his concert, and my best friend made me go, and it's one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life to this day. So I'm gonna say, like, number five is, like, Luther Vandross. Because I saw him live,
yeah.
Before, you know, and then number four, I'm gonna say Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige. That's a special woman. I got a chance to meet her and work with her. The song never came out, but she don't understand like just
what it meant.
Like how excited. So that's number four. Number three got to be Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
I just think he's not only one of the best R&B artists, he's one of the best songwriters ever because, to my understanding, he was born blind and he just writes from a place of things that I've seen and I'm like, how does he know that?
The description.
That means it's pure heart when he makes music. It's pure like feeling and true emotion, you know? Luther, Mary, Stevie. Yo, this man changed my life when I heard his music and, you know, I hope nobody gets mad at me for saying his name because I understand that he might not be the greatest person. But R. Kelly, brother, art just musically. I mean, he taught me, you know, just music when I listen to his music. And number one, baby, Usher Raymond.
Oof. Usher top
Raymond,
of the top.
Usher Raymond, baby.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I can't lie to y'all.
Watch this.
Seattle. Mine.
Yeah, I don't mind. We don't mind Usher. We don't mind Usher. Up the top.
Pants on that pole. Baby, I don't. Hallelujah.
Mine. Did you say hallelujah as you were writing this?
Oh, man.
If you work until three, long as you're leaving with me.
Yep.
Gonna get that money,
money, money, money, money.
That money, money, money,
money.
Come on, what's up?
Cause I know how it is.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Go handle your business and
man.
Make that
money, 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 money.
Go ahead and put something in the offering plate.
Girl, I don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you wrote that for me.
Man, I have a great story about that song because I was in the studio. Me and Luke was in the studio with Katy Perry. Katy Perry was coming to work with us.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry went to do vocal warm-ups. Mm-hmm. And so while Katy Perry was doing vocal warm-ups, Luke was playing this thing on his guitar. And I started saying, I don't mind. And it was super lovey and romantic. And Luke was like, no, I can't do that. The beat is already pretty. We need edge. I said, well, what the fuck you want me to say? Like, I don't mind, like, I love a stripper. It's like, you tripping, bro. Like, yeah, out of frustration, because I had been trying. He said, yeah, I want you to say that. What? Yeah. And I was just fascinated with Atlanta culture, and I was like, yo, all of this Atlanta shit they doing is popping. I said, yo, we need to take all of these things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody ain't really was doing that you know, but yeah. outside of the Migos, nobody yeah. had put it in a pop song,
yeah.
you know? And I just was like, yo, let's do it like this. And we did it and sent it to Usher. And oh yeah, I remember Katy Perry walking in and heard a song and was like, that's an Usher song? And we hadn't said who we did it for, we just did it. We was like, yeah, that's crazy. We was gonna send it to him. She was like, oh my God, I can't wait to hear him sing that. And I was wow. like, wow. And you know, so Usher did it, and I ain't gonna lie to you, that's one of my favorites that I did with him, because I did a couple with him. What did I do? We did No Limit together. We did that together.
Oh, you did No Limit too. Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah, yeah. I'm really good, Dre Valentine.
You are, bro. You know what? You are.
You're welcome. Yeah,
yeah. As Harold Lilly would say, you're welcome.
You know.
But this, you know what, though? What's this one thing, man? Because you keep, it's this name.
Okay.
He's popped up a few times. Dr. Luke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is my camera, right, guys? Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Luke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember. You still owe me $500.
Oh, man.
I don't want the money. I just want to be able to say, you owe me $500. Forever.
Oh my God.
Because you got plenty $500.
Oh, plenty man. Bug got plenty.
Plenty $500.
$500.
Oh man.
You owe me $500.
$500, Luke. $500, now, Luke.
We back.
Next. All right, we back.
Here we go. We back. I don't even need to sing it. Top five R&B songs.
Dang. That's a hard one. Oh man. I think I know what my number one is for sure. But top five R&B songs.
Mm-hmm.
Overjoyed, I've been building my castle of love. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all can't.
You ain't gonna get no argument.
He made complicated things seem so simple.
Oh man.
Oh, and that's man. From a musician standpoint. Like he made the most complicated movements and key changes or like scale manipulation, he made it digestible to everyday people.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did
that. Yeah.
Keep going.
I gotta say this song, bro. I gotta say this song. It's a neo soul song, but I'm gonna put it in this because, girl, I know this might seem strange.
Kept me from going number
now
one.
Let me know if I'm out of order. That is the most player shit I've ever heard in my life. That yeah. man, if
now he was spitting.
I played that song for my son. I said, listen to me. When you approach a woman, this is exactly how you talk. This is what you say. This is the sincerity that you got to have. And I remember driving in the car and my son just smiling like we had a moment. And I was like, it was from that song. It was from that song.
He get on my nerves too.
Yeah, music, man. And I had the opportunity to work with him. He's one of the best.
Monster.
Incredible.
Monster.
I'll be your groupie, baby. Cause you are my superstar. I'm your number one fan. Give me your autograph. I hate Pooh Bear forever for that one.
Sheesh.
Cause he's incredible. He's the best.
I hate Pooh Bear for turning the air conditioner up everywhere he goes. Listen, if you hop in the car with Pooh Bear, it's going to feel like it's 2 degrees in that.
Thank you for letting me know. I'm Caribbean. I can't get cold.
Pooh Bear, like and Pooh Bear, it's not my birthday, man.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Tate. Happy birthday. So, this is real talk. That song right there, I've been doing my own things. Love has always had a way of having bad timing.
Shout out to my nigga Bryce Wilson.
Okay.
Groove thing.
And guess what? I never knew I could sing. I started out as a rapper and doing like dancehall reggae, you know? And then there was one song that we performed live for the first time and I just knew the words and I just felt to sing it, and this song is the reason. This is the first time I ever felt like, okay, I could do melody. My love, do you ever dream of candy coated raindrops
Yeah.
You're the same, my candy rain.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, to anybody who's like, that's your, listen, bro, every song that I mentioned had a very special moment in my life I can remember.
Absolutely.
And it did something that shift the moment for me. So I picked those five. To be honest, it's too many to mention. I feel like I'm doing a disjustice. There's a bunch of songs that I probably am forgetting, but I think I'm going to go. I'm comfortable with what I said.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Your name is Jams.
We're not done. We're not done.
Let's go.
We're not done. We're going to make a Voltron.
Okay.
We're gonna make your R&B artist.
Okay.
Okay? We're gonna build him.
It's a
from the vocal, performance style, styling, and passion. We're building your Voltron. What artists are you grabbing the vocals from?
Who gonna sing all them great songs you write?
Mm-hmm. We're gonna do it.
I'm gonna say Usher. I'm gonna go with Usher.
Mm.
I'm gonna go with Usher. I'm gonna go with Usher. Man, I gotta go with Usher, bro. I know I have to because
it's nothing he can't sing.
It's not that there's nothing. He make everything sound good, and that's the biggest problem. He'll make a bad song sound great, and it'll be like, hold on. After listening to it on the 12th song, this song is trash.
But
you're incredible.
He also owns it though.
No. He's the best. He owns it. Okay, what's next? The voice. Right, it's Usher's voice.
Hear the voice. Performance style.
Chris Brown.
Wow.
Chris
fast.
Brown.
Come on.
You're fast.
Chris Brown.
What else you got?
You're
fast. I knew it was Chris Brown. Guess what? The next answer, guess what? It's probably Chris Brown again. Give it to me.
What else you got, Tank?
The styling of the artist.
Chris Brown. Let me tell y'all something.
Bad motherfucker, man.
I think that motherfucker exudes cool. That man exudes cool. I think that man wakes Chris Brown to dye his hair red, dye his hair purple. Chris Brown tries things that nobody on earth can get away with but Chris Brown. The only thing Chris Brown ain't did yet is dreads. Yeah. And if Chris Brown do dreads and dreads look fire on Chris Brown, I personally want to fight him in a cage match one-on-one. Because at this point, I feel like
it's just too much.
You're just doing too much, my nigga. Like, you got to relax, bro.
Showing up.
Come on, bro. Stop, man.
Okay. Who are you getting the passion from? The heart of the artist.
The heart and the passion. Damn, bro. Chris Brown, man. Sorry, man. Hey, man.
Monster.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Talking about somebody who done been through it all?
Come on, man. At some point, we gonna gotta stop playing with like this nigga. Yo, bro. This nigga has been incredible for years and been one of the best and been in your top five, top two, number one dancer, all with both his hands tied behind his back.
Talk about it.
I ain't never seen nothing like him.
Speak on.
Talk about
I've
it.
Never seen nothing like him. Listen, my brother, I don't know if you see this, if you're going to see this. Guess what? I haven't spoke to this man. We didn't text before this. You know my favorite R&B artist is Usher. But I don't know what it is with that dude, bro. That dude was touched, bro.
Special.
By God.
For sure.
Like with his eyes closed. I never seen nothing like it. Man, yo, this man paints.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I got a painting that he gave me in my house. And I'm like, yo.
He does everything.
Why?
Well.
He acts. He sings. This nigga can backflip into a nene. Did y'all know that?
I didn't think that's where it was going. Maybe like backflip into the pool or something.
No. Did y'all know that though? He is incredible.
He's different.
And I just feel like he's a human being that deserves like all his flowers, because I really personally believe that by the time that everybody on this planet starts to give him his flowers, he may not be here to see him give it to him.
Hmm.
And I want to tell him, listen, my kids, bro, that man is incredible.
Yes.
You know, And he said happy birthday to my son too. So it's like, he gonna have a special place. Listen, you do something for my babies.
Nah, he a good dude too. Yeah. He a good dude.
You
too.
Unbeatable.
Yeah.
I'll help you fight.
Yeah.
I'll see you and they'd be like, well, what are you doing? Why are you jumping
well, you
in?
You more chill. We're going to have to go get Timothy.
Oh, bro. You know, I call my brother the Incredible Hulk, bro. My brother is, yo, that's, go, yo. And guess Timothy, what's so man. Funny? If you meet us, people think I am the aggressive one and he is the calm one. And it is the, listen to
opposite.
Me.
Yeah.
My brother is like, T-Ron, when I see this man, right, I turn it on and on. Nah, Timothy, just cool out. I gonna talk to him. Mean, my brother favorite thing, mean and not fuck my boy.
That's how he gonna talk to him?
No, my brother, it means like, I'm not with that. So like, if somebody say, yo, mean and not fuck, like, yo, I'm not trying to hear what you telling me right now. When I see this, and he's like, nah. Yo, bro, it's all love. Let me just talk to him. I he may not even understand. T-Ron. Mean and I fuck my boy. I'm watching you across the room coming towards me. My brother's like, I'm like, oh my God. I'm trying to tell you, yo, I'ma come to you. yeah. No. Nah, you good. I'ma come to you. What?
That's great, bro.
I'ma come to you.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah.
So, got this segment of the show, brother.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
I ain't saying no names.
So, you tell us a story, funny or fucked up.
Okay.
Or funny and fucked up.
Okay.
All at the same damn time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's the song you was listening to when your manager told your ass.
Yeah.
These people don't need you.
Yeah, yeah. Shut the fuck up and make the music. Yes.
You know what I mean? So you tell us that story, man, about, you know, you in your travels of this music business, man.
Yeah.
And the only rule, you cannot say the names of the people in this story.
I'm not saying anybody's name. I'm going to tell it. Can I say the name of the song?
Go on ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
Okay.
So, right now, this is T-Ron. Rock City. Virgin Islands.
Mm.
I ain't saying no names.
Okay, cool. I ain't saying no names. But I will say, we was in the state of Los Angeles at a studio.
Okay.
Saying no name of the studio. And it was a song that we wrote. And it was a song called Mrs. Glass. That's the name of the song. It wasn't big or did not, you know what I'm saying? And the person that ended up having this song ain't the person that this is about. And a couple people tried this song, so it could be anybody. But on this particular day, we're at the studio, and the artist is supposed to be coming in, and they're like, hey, the artist's going to come in, but just to give you guys a heads up, the artist would like to change a couple things, personalize it for themselves. Oh, man, we're all for that. That's good. It might even be better. Person came in with a guitarist, and a personal assistant, and a bottle of Hennessy and a bottle of wine. And we're like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? We vibe. And the person who was engineering just so happened to be the person that made the beat. And we're like, and me, who I say I'm the Chick-fil-A of the music business because I'm in a service business. I like to give good service. So I say, hey, today is about you. However you want to do it, whatever makes you comfortable. I've been told you had your reservations about singing the song. This is a no pressure zone. Let's get it to a place that'll make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh man, thank you so much. That was so nice. So now time is going by. The Hennessy is going down, and the Hennessy is gone. And now there's a glass of wine poured. And I was like, I don't think I saw anybody else. I didn't have none, and he didn't have none, and they didn't have none.
Who drank all this goddamn Hennessy?
You know what I'm saying? Minding my business. Name of my company, minding our business also. And I go and I come in and I said, okay, it's taking lines. He's like, yo, bro, when we going to record the song? I'm like, oh, my bad. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, we ready. You know, guitarist already laid the electrical guitar part. We ready for you to cut. And then the artist looks at me and then whispers into the person next to them's ear. And the person next to them said, the artist, so-and-so feels like the song doesn't personally speak to their heart.
Y'all all in the same room together, though.
Oh, bro, we this close. So I see. Whenever I get offended, I talk in my accent, you know, because I don't. So now I'm talking very like, you know. Man, y'all nigga fucking with me, man. Why? Hey, look. So, look. So this is what I'm thinking. We start with the hook. See how you feel with it, and then we go from there. This song doesn't match. So and so says to tell you that this song doesn't match their chi.
The chi, nigga.
You fucking with me right now? This a joke? No. You mean to tell me this person, bro? Literally, we this close. So you mean to tell me this person right here next to you is telling you to tell me? No, man. You are fucking with me. This gotta be a joke. I was just talking to you.
No fucking way. I was just, bro.
Whisper again. So and so say. No. So and so ain't say fucking nothing. That so and so done. I walk out. I gone to my people. I say, hey, I know what Pana ain't doing right now. Why? You lying. Trust me, watch this. Y'all gotta come see this. Come back. They was already gone. So we like, they leave? Yeah. The girl said that she said to say that she ain't feeling it. I wait. So she didn't even say bye. She tell the po. I done. I went home. I was so mad. I was mad all night, and I've never worked with that person ever again in my life.
Wow.
True story, baby.
Ah, this music business, man.
I was just talking to
you. I was just talking to you.
Just talking to you.
It's never that serious, bro.
It's never.
The vibe is not that serious.
It's never.
Because some people get lost in the vibe. This is how I'm supposed to act.
Man.
Don't do that, young artist. Old artist, any artist. Don't do that.
Why?
I don't know. It was very, you know what? At the moment, I was upset and I felt disrespected. And now it's one of my favorite stories that I like
That's
to tell.
That's a great fucking story.
It's one of my favorite stories that I like to tell when people come to my house. You know, especially if somebody says the artist's name in my house, I'd be like, ooh, let me tell you what happened. I can't wait to tell you this story.
The whisper is just, I gotta try that one day. Just
no, try no. That dumbass shit, man.
I just wanna try just to see.
I'm not rolling.
Maybe you can make it a TikTok, and then if it's a prank and you tell, now if it's a prank and yeah, you're like, we prank, just fucking with you, yeah, that's a fire prank.
Yeah.
But bro, dead serious. When I mean, and I'm like, standing, oh, they sitting in a chair like that in a couch, and I'm standing up looking down, and they ain't getting up. Every time I talk, and I'm not talking to her, I'm talking to this one, and when I talk to her, she'll whisper in her ear, and then she will talk to me.
Yeah, I ain't talking to this nigga no more.
So I was like,
that's what she's saying.
But I was just talking to you.
No, it wasn't me. Wasn't me. Somebody else.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
You suck. Somebody.
Oh no, she pulled a shaggy on me fast. Oh,
I'm sorry, man. Listen, man.
No, it was it's incredible, man. Yeah. So
those experiences are great.
Oh, they're great.
They're great to have,
and especially early in your career to be like, okay, cool. Okay, this is something that happens. Okay, I'm prepared.
Yeah, it's some wild niggas in this shit.
Wow. That's all. I mean, you got the clear the hallway niggas.
Oh my God.
You got the, you know what I'm saying? Don't
look me in my eye.
Don't look me in my eye, people. Don't look me in my eyes. You can't look me in the eyes.
You can't do me none of them things. Yeah. For me, it's like, you can't do me none of them things. I'll just go home. It's not that serious for me. And you know what? Like, again, my dad was incredible. There's only one famous person that I've ever been like, whoa, to meet. Jay-Z, baby.
Yeah.
That was my favorite artist. Why? He's the only rapper that ever said St. Thomas in his raps. What up to my Miami and St. Thomas connects. And I was like,
he was locked in.
Bro, okay. I told you as a little boy, I thought y'all didn't know he existed.
Right.
And he did. And I loved him. Because I've always felt like an outsider. I've always been the guy that been like, yo, I'm from St. Thomas and I'm kind of awkward. I really don't know how to move. I don't want to be so. Bro, when I'm in LA, bro, I be in my hotel. I be in the, I go to the movies. Like I went to the movies the other night. I go to the studio and I go back to the hotel.
Well, come fuck with us, man.
Man, I would
come
love on, to.
Come fuck with
you
us,
know?
Man.
Come on,
man. It's where we at.
Yeah, I would love to,
come
man.
Come fuck with us, bro.
I would love to,
and we
man.
Appreciate you pulling up.
No, real, thank you. Real, thank you for having me. This shit was incredible.
It's a big time pull up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't take it for granted.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And we tap in when we see each other, and it's always love. But
yeah,
you
I've been trying to get
flowers,
you and your
bro.
Wife to move to Atlanta for a long time.
Isn't no, it? No, no.
I know.
Shit ain't going to happen.
I know.
I'm trying to, now I've set my sights on South Florida.
Oh, okay.
Avoid that state tax.
It's still the South. I
yeah.
say, I take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so
you know
I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm, you know, I'm working on her.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
I'm staying in California.
I just heard
that. You going to stay in California?
Yeah, I ain't leaving.
I just got a Puerto Rico plug,
you from the Bay, though.
Yeah, so I'm never leaving California.
I got a Puerto Rico plug that I just, you know, we'll talk about that, too.
St. Thomas might be a place, too, man.
We'll see what they're talking about.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make a do what it do.
But you high level, bro, and we give you your flowers, bro, and we celebrate you, bro, and when you win, brother, we dance.
It's a win for all of us. No, that's how we look at it.
I appreciate
that.
That's
how we look at it.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And you're one of our elite.
Thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Nigga, keep going.
God willing, baby.
Please. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Write me one. I'm yeah, just going to throw that out there.
Hey, no, I would love it.
You got to write me one, and you got to write him one, because we're the first manager, artist.
Artist manager.
To, yeah. You know what we're doing.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yeah, yeah.
And tonight we have had a special man in the building.
Yeah, yeah. But one of them, with that real pen.
With that real pen.
Really pimped his pen.
Really
on
pimped his pen.
Michigan night.
Listen, man, from the shack to the sky not even being the limit.
For real.
Y'all, man. Good work.
Man, thank you.
Congratulations.
T-Ron in the building, y'all.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.